Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Lynn Spencer coming up to talk about the war that's going on the border. I mean, and this is a news blackout, almost complete blackout. But right now, let's go to Jim in Michigan and Ron and others. Jim in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Yes. I'd like to bring up a local issue, and this is kind of related. I went to a township meeting where I live at here a couple weeks ago.
That was Al-Qaeda-ish.
Well, yeah. Oh, well, now here, I'm just going to explain what's going on. I went in there and questioned the township supervisor about a practice that he did of, he actually fired an employee there, and yet he gets out and says that she resigned. We know that she was actually fired. I questioned him on that, and he told me, he says, if you don't watch your language, he says, I'll have you removed from the meeting.
Oh, that's happening. Oh, no, that's the new attitude.
Yeah.
We're scum.
Yeah.
Look, sir, it was 2 years ago. It was in a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, their big paper, that in open session they said, what about our martial law plan? If people are doing a criminal investigation on us, can't we just declare martial law? I mean, these people are insane.
Well, I want to explain this much to you. 2 days after the meeting, a deputy comes up, says, we have the sheriff, our law enforcement. A deputy comes by my house, and he says, you know, you realize that this is a time of homeland security, you know, and you've got to be very careful what you say at some of these meetings, because, you know, there's a certain words could be very offensive to our elected officials.
Oh, our God.
Oh, yeah.
What was your word? Just criticizing him?
My word was that he wasn't telling the truth. I said it'd be nice if he told the truth.
Oh, I knew it. See, I said Al Qaeda. Listen, you got to listen to me. Do you have a computer, Jim?
No, I don't, Alex.
Well, you get with a neighbor, you get on a word processor, and you write the account. I want the name of the scumbag politician. I want the name of the scumbag deputy. I want to expose that scumbag. Coming to your house, it's like the guy who put a sign up saying our court system's a joke, and the judge ordered him arrested. Listen, that city council punk will get in a lot of trouble for what he did. That's official oppression. Now, what did you tell that deputy?
Well, he just told me, he says, well, you know, he said, I'm just by here. He said, but, you know, he said something about, I seen you, you know, it was something about what I had said at the meeting. Now, I don't know if he was there or not.
Need to go back, and you need to bring that up in the meeting.
You know, the thing is, they always have three deputies sitting back there.
Good! You bring one of your friends with a video camera. Man, that is killing America. That's like ripping the guts out, ripping the heart out of it.
Well, this goes on all over, Alec.
Sir, I know. That's why I made the joke.
Yeah, this goes on. I mean, Detroit, we got this mayor. They got a mayoral election this year.
They got big, fat pieces of trash who think they're our owners. Man, I mean, it's happened before. It's the norm in history. So what did you say to this guy?
I just said, hey, I got a right as a citizen to speak my piece. He says, well, I didn't say you didn't have.
Oh, yes, you did, you piece of trash.
You know, he said, I'm just have to follow.
I'm asking God to judge that person right now.
Well, he says, I'm just following orders. He says, I have to follow orders to keep my job. That's exactly what
he said. Oh, so now it turns into he was out there on orders.
Sure, he said, I have to do what I'm told.
Idiot!
Yeah.
Idiot! Idiot! I wish God had... Man, I get so sick of these people.
Well, they're
what's the
there,
name of your town? Give me the name of the people that did this.
Well, I don't want to give it on the air. Can I give it to you off a website?
Right, they'll come get you. I mean, right. Being afraid of them, it means they're going to win. Just tell me the name of the town, at least.
Well, the name of the town is Orion Township. It's outside of, just outside of Pontiac.
Orion Township?
Yeah, it's Orion Township.
Well, listen, will you just write me the article?
Okay.
Look, we got to stand up against these people. Mm-hmm. You've already done it. I commend you, Jim.
Oh, I'll tell you another thing. They make video recordings, you know, of these meetings, and then they omit what they don't want the people to see.
Yeah, you know what? That guy's acting like a gangster. Dig into what he's up to. Bring him down.
Okay.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Glenn Spencer has moved from like 10 miles from the border to the border. They've moved American Border Patrol onto a ranch that's actually on the Mexican-U.S. border. And his phone system just got put in. We were having some problems audio-wise, so we're calling him right back. But during our little two-minute discussion, during that last break, you should hear these discussions we have off air. My producer called and set him up today. I said, I want to commend Glenn Spencer for being right. I mean, he predicted open warfare within 2 years, and it's now happened. I ran through the litany for Glenn Spencer. I said, were you aware of all that? And he said, no. No one's put it together like you just did. It's piecemeal here and there. And it's not hard to put together, but the media is ignoring it almost completely. I mean, I got USA Today, I got CBS News, I've got Reuters. They closed the consulate because it's under rocket attack. There's rocket attacks in the city every week. 127 dead in the month of June alone. Again, we always get these numbers 2 months later, so it looks like July is going to be even worse when those numbers come out. Five dead U.S. cops, five different dead people in law enforcement on our side, 18 on their side. Nuevo Laredo, I've got a newscast 2 months ago from Fox News on the border. We played on the TV show to analyze it. It is totally shut down. I mean, no one's there. It's thousands of shops, you know, big sky-rise, Hilton hotels. There's no one there. I mean, it shows the streets. Streets that were so jam-packed, you know, just 6-7 years ago when I took a weekend vacation down there just to, you know, have fun. It's empty. On both sides, people are moving out. I mean, there's death everywhere. I mean, hundreds dead in just a few-week period. Hundreds of people being kidnapped. Dozens of them U.S. citizens being held. Can you imagine if a Muslim group had kidnapped one child? It'd be international top story everywhere. And so it has just broken into... I mean, folks, our government doesn't shut down its consulate in Israel. It doesn't shut down consulates in Cape Town with the highest crime rate in the world. Okay, they don't shut down their embassies. They don't do this, folks. They shut them down in Tanzania for like 2 weeks when the bomb went off. When supposedly bin Laden bombed it. They shut it down because it was getting rocketed attacked. And believe me, these drug gangs know what they're aiming at. We are having missiles, grenades, RPGs fired. As these rival drug cartels have a huge battle over the $250 billion a year industry. And I'll tell you, we've had DEA agents on, former, current. I've got sources, folks, a lot, and even the Brownsville paper, the Dallas Morning News, quietly admitted, we have these posted, we don't know what happened. We train Los Zetas Mexican commandos, and then as soon as we train them, they turn against us and start killing cartels. No, folks. They're being used as a military element by the groups inside our government to destabilize and to go after their political enemies. And folks, we've had two car bombs in Dallas go off. That's in the newspapers. Back of the paper, though. We've had killings in Austin, San Antonio. The 100-and-something deaths in June were just down there. What's you lonely here in Texas on local TV or in a few newspapers is that they're all over the place killing at will. And we mean Mexican special forces. We've seen Mexican regular troops protecting and deploying these guys. They still work for the government, for the Mexican government. And joining us is a man who predicted all of this 5 years ago on this show. He said, you'll have them killing people within 2 years. They started shooting cops then. And then 2 years ago, he said, in a couple of years, we're going to have border wars, and right on time it's happening. Glenn Spencer, good to have you on with us. His phone cut again? Okay, call him back on the original number. Okay, well, we had him, and his phone didn't sound right, so we call my producer, who also happens to be my wife, and get his cell phone. I know it's in our computer. And we'll get Glenn on. But I want to get Glenn's take on this. Because he really, I mean, I remember him 5 years ago going, there's going to be a shooting war and military and death and hundreds dead. And I was going, Glenn, what are you, he's a pretty straight-laced guy. He never talked like this. And I was like, I've been talking to him for 8 years. I said, yeah, that isn't going to happen, Glenn. It is happening. But the incredible thing is, I talked to Glenn, and I said, did you hear all of that? He said, no, I heard most of it, but no one put it together like that. He goes, my God, it is happening, because they're keeping it very quiet. I mean, folks, they've had like, I don't know how many, I didn't count them up. It's like 8, 9, 10 cases the last few months where they just, it started 2 years ago, where they come across the river and just grab families and then hold them for ransom for money. U.S. families, kids. The cops will just randomly grab families vacationing and steal their car and then run their credit report off their Social Security number and then suck $100,000 out of them. I mean, it's so corrupt, folks. 8 towns flying the Mexican flag, no English allowed. I know there's reporters listening right now who aren't news hounds, who aren't real reporters. You don't believe me that there are 8 towns flying the Mexican flag where no English is allowed in court proceedings. Not that Spanish is numero uno, but no English allowed. Well, you got LexisNexis, and you got Google, and you go in and you just type it in, and you get the 10-part series San Antonio Express News. I know you don't believe me, so put up or shut up. Don't just not check it. No, no. Don't say it's not true. Don't say it's not true, and then not check it out. You check it out, you little worms. I'm sorry. I'm just really angry, folks. But there's a reason why InfoWars.com is bigger than 90%+ of American newspapers. I mean, bigger than the Austin American Statesman, folks, online. There's a reason PrisonPlanet.com is even bigger than that. I mean, some days we're number 3,000 on the web, and the Statesman's like 9,000. You know, most days we're about 11,000 or so. I'm not tooting our horn, folks. People want the ranting. They want the raving. They want the analysis. They want the information. And I'm telling the New World Order, you're going to lose. Because there's hundreds of sites as big as mine, or bigger, that are fighting you, and you're going to lose. You got Glenn Spencer now? Good. Glenn, sorry about the problems there, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's the problems at our end, and I apologize.
No. It's good to have you on, my friend. Vaya con Dios. You know, during the break, I listed all that. You were aware of most of it, but and you're incredibly informed. Almost everybody I talk to doesn't see the, because it's been covered up, really. We are literally under attack.
My neighbor came over this morning. He said, Glenn, come on. He said, there was a racket last night. I live 1,000 feet north of the border, and he lives south of me. I'm 1,000 feet south of the border. It's his property. And he lives right on the border. He came over this morning. We're good buddies. And his fiance is a former Army colonel. She was the Inspector General of Fort Huachuca right here. Okay? These are my neighbors. These are reliable people. And he took me down and he showed me where a drug vehicle came through the border last night. And they went over to this riparian area where Americans aren't allowed to drive, and they took a wrong turn and got stuck, and then ripped the entire riparian area apart as they tried to get back on the road. And the amazing part about this is it's a gate in a barbed wire fence that they just reach over, open up, and drive through.
And our own government doesn't put a padlock on it.
No, they leave it open. So they can drive through.
Now, again, Bush ordered the Border Patrol to stand down to make the Minutemen look bad. That's the Washington Times Associated Press. But Glenn, I want to specifically, you predicted open warfare. Hundreds dead in 1 month, embassies on fire, rockets, propelled grenades exploding, bombs going off in Dallas, and it's not national news, Glenn.
That's right. They will not tell you. So you have to understand, you're not going to know about it until there's blood running in the streets. Not running in the streets, just running. It's going to be above your shoelaces. Then they'll tell you.
Well, I mean, hundreds dead a month, that's not news, Glenn.
Well, you know, we had this on our website last week. A Mexican out of Mexico came up here and torched vehicles and other places all along the border, burned up the semi. I've got a picture of it up on our website. Torched vehicles, an emergency response. He took 2 days. He was burning everything he could find. It was an act of terrorism.
Yeah, I saw that blurb, but it never got news. How many houses and vehicles were torched?
There was eight total.
So literally just burn. See? I mean, folks, it is. There's no way to track all this.
And you can't find it in the news. It was just this local Bisbee Observer, and they're not even online. They're the ones who reported it. And then the national news is not going to pick it up. But a Mexican that came across the border and was terrorizing people in his community by torching their trucks and the emergency response vehicle, you know, an ambulance and other vehicles and county vehicles.
And Mr. Garcia, the head of the embassy there in Nuevo León, he just said, look, we're shutting down. And the Sydney Fox said, how dare you? I mean, there's explosions.
There's no question.
They're under rocket attack. I mean, we're under rocket attack, folks. I mean, we're Glenn Spencer, Alex Jones are extreme because there's people running around with giant signs with pictures of white people's heads cut off firing rockets at us.
Did you see all the pictures of the Mexican army that we found along the border in the last week or so?
AmericanPatrol.com. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. All kinds of Mexican, heavily armed Mexican troops with automatic weapons. I mean, within a half a mile of my house, camping along the border. What are they doing there? That's what we asked. What are they doing?
Well, I mean, firing rockets at embassies and you know, burning houses and cars down. I mean, it's friendly. Hundreds of dead. Five dead cops a month, you know, 18 on the... I mean, it's... Glenn, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but, you know, Why should the American people be concerned?
We'll be right back, Glenn. Got a break.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You know, Brigadier General Rick Baucus refused to torture people, so he was fired. Two-star general, head of Camp X-Ray. That was in the Associated Press, and he did one radio interview in Rhode Island, and he will not do interviews now. A four-star general, and only three of these guys have been fired in modern history, was fired, relieved of duty, for refusing to be part of some type of NORTHCOM nuclear drill that we've been talking about for a month. They've been very quiet about. And we have a reporter who I've gotten a lot of good info from in the past. He works for a newspaper and a radio station to give us even more on this. Greg Zemanski's done a report on it, but Leland Lerman has even more. He'll be coming on a little bit later. I just wanted to get Glenn Spencer of AmericaPatrol.com on to thank him for just having such foresight. I mean, you were the only person I knew 5-6 years ago saying we're going to have physical war. I mean, I didn't know it was that bad. How did you know that, Glenn?
Well, after looking at the problem for years, I have had looked at similar problems during the Vietnam War. As a young man, I was in the Pentagon working for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, helping evaluate the progress of the war in Southeast Asia under Colonel Treiner and the Weapons Systems Evaluation Group, if anybody wants to check it out.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah. I was in military operations research and doing large-scale computer models for the Navy, and they pulled me off of that for about 2 months to go on to a special project. I was part of a civilian review team that did an independent assessment of the war in Southeast Asia for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And so I had some exposure at the top level of the intelligence, the kind of information that you need to gather and figure out what's going on. And I've been doing this same thing on the border issue and with Mexico for the last 13 years.
So why is our government encouraging it, you know, admittedly training Los Zetas, and then they do this?
Well, they didn't know they were going to do that when they trained them, but they should have. Just like we don't know what all of these well-trained military are going to do in Iraq, ultimately. So, yeah, they should have known it because of the fundamental belief in Mexico that the Southwest, at least, of the United States belongs to them, and they have an obligation to take it back. This is their long-term goal.
For those who don't know, Bin Laden shirts are the number one seller at soccer games, and they cheered when we were attacked.
You're right. I love Bin Laden T-shirts. Are a hot item in Mexico, and we could go on and on and on.
Which shows how foolish they are, because they don't even know what was really behind that.
Our people in intelligence should know this. The CIA should know this. They should know that we have an antagonistic nation to the south whose ultimate goal is to reclaim territory lost as a result of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. They should know that.
The Native Americans had it, the French had it, the Spanish had it. I mean, I've seen the comic books and history books the government gives them. But, I mean, it's so ridiculous that the Southwest was fought over by empires and their own government throughout the Spanish, and then they overthrew Santa Anna, who was a dictator.
Of course, and then, you know, you had Napoleon involved, and you had all kinds of, you had the British involved, we had 54-40-year fights. There was all kinds of land swapping going on, and in California, the natives out there, such as the Gabriel and his Indians, do nothing at the Mexicans.
Unfortunately, Glenn, your phone is cutting out.
All right, well, I'm sorry, I'm right on the border, it's difficult to get good reception down here, and we have trouble with our phone service. We're in a very remote area.
No, I understand.
But our government should know this, and they're going to find out as a people that they've made some very serious errors in defending us, and they've made some very serious errors in putting us into positions of jeopardy all along the border, just as we're seen as this arsonist terrorist from Mexico coming through my neighborhood.
Well, Glenn, I got to ask you this final question. The folks should visit AmericaPatrol.com and support you guys and support the Minutemen that you support as well. But, again, your intelligence, your analysis has always been so good on all of this. I wanted to get your predictions for the next year, what you think is going to happen. And then in closing, we've got troops searching little kids on subways, pointing machine guns at them, but the border's wide open. The war on terror is a fraud. Your comments.
Well, the conditions are there. All we need is the incident to set off the admixture that we already have, and it's going to explode. The timing of that is impossible to predict. It could be tomorrow. It could be a year from now.
And even though they're going to be attacking us, we'll be bad if we resist.
That's correct.
So you think any time in the next year?
Anytime. It could be tomorrow.
Okay, what about troops aiming machine guns at little girls but not being on the border?
Right. Well, they're right here, almost within within view of my home. Mexican troops, heavily armed, lining the border.
All right, Glenn Spencer, you were right.
Right.
And I appreciate you coming on, my friend.
Take
care. We'll be right back with a 4-star general and part of the secret Northcom takeover group.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaLert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaLert.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Brigadier General, four-star General Kevin T. Burns was fired yesterday. He was to be the general over this giant NORTHCOM mock nuclear attack drill, where terrorists try to bring a suitcase nuke in via ship. We've been talking about this for a month. We first mentioned it about a month ago when NORTHCOM put out a small little mention on its website. They also put out an ad last year for domestic spies for domestic propaganda for the Pentagon's Office of Strategic Influence. They weren't supposed to put that ad out publicly. They got in a lot of trouble. And this is the North American Command. This is now considered a war zone. They're the boys who had really covertly already been set up before 9/11. And then expanded and publicly talked about after 9/11, the Space Command is over the four branches. And they're based out in Colorado, Colorado Springs, where we had an affiliate for many years, until pressure from NORTHCOM. They were not happy about this show being on there for several years. And they are the ones openly with the FEMA camps and the gun confiscation and the... I mean, Bob Barr's publicly talking about them. They're going to have troops on the street corner spying on you. That's Bob Barr's words. Fox News Monday, this is everything I've talked about. This is it. This is what the Supreme Death Squad Commander Negroponte is in control of, along with Chertoff, who says, hey, don't worry about giving up your privacy. What do you have to hide? You know, I have been on Leonard's show, and he's got a show on KVSF, and he's also written for the Santa Fe newspaper there with the Sun. And he has made some phone calls and learned even more. And we are just honored to have him with us. And he's going to be writing a report right when it gets off here, expanding on what we learned from Greg Zeminski, who's just so prolific. It is amazing. Leonard, tell us about yourself. Just a little bit so folks know who you are. And all your details, and then let's get into what you've learned.
Well, I got involved in political action around the time when Dennis Kucinich came forward to attempt to bring peace back on the agenda in the Democratic Party. But as a result of that, I got back into looking into the New World Order, and that's what I began to read your articles again after some hiatus. I began also to do some discussions with a friend of mine here in Santa Fe who's a former captain in Army Intelligence who's also aware that the United States of America has been subverted radically. And over time, we've...
So you weren't just hearing me say this while you were writing for the Santa Fe newspaper and doing local radio news. You were then even talking to a former captain in intelligence who was going, oh, yeah, this is the real deal.
Yes, this former captain in intelligence discovered... as a result, largely of the Blockbuster and another article by Fintan Dunn, that it was impossible that the 9/11 story was accurate, and he discovered this at about the September 18th, 2001 period. And so, a chance meeting led to a collaboration, which has not stopped and continues to this day. In fact, I was on the phone with him earlier today.
And now, for folks that want to Google some of the articles you've written on other subjects there locally, why don't you give us the spelling of your last name?
My last name is spelled L-E-H-R-M-A-N, and my first name is spelled L-E-L-A-N-D. And you can also find my most recent and most important article at physics911.net, and it's called Israel, Iran, and a Nuclear False Flag Attack.
All right, well, and as soon as you get off here, you're going to put together the information you've learned for us?
Yes, I am, and let me just give you the details. As a result of the exposure of this nuclear terror drill, and as you have probably been the most important promoter of the idea that nuclear terror or terrorist drills become alive by executive New World Order. So I figured that I should give you a call because... I discovered today when I called Northcom that this drill is scheduled for tomorrow, which is August 11th. And this is just the public affairs officer telling me that she thinks that it's scheduled for tomorrow, but then she gave me some other interesting information, which is that CNN has recently started a new program called Situation Room, and that Situation Room had debuted its first two episodes right in the middle of the Northcom Situation Room. In fact, it had used the Northcom Situation Room as the studio from which to broadcast Situation Room.
Now, everybody thinks that Fox is the New World Order outlet, which they are, but they're like the comic book version for real idiots. CNN uses Pentagon satellites. It's come out even in WorldNet Daily and the Washington Post that they actually have hundreds of members of Army intelligence there with the news writing. They are actually a Pentagon operation.
Yeah, and now they're not even making any bones about it. They're actually broadcasting from directly within the United States Northern Command. And this new Situation Room is operated by none other Blitzer, who is perhaps the most warlike of all the CNN talking heads.
Yeah, made his name in 91 with the Gulf, little sniveling creature. Now tell us what you learned, the new developments about this this general, this Kevin P. Burns, this four-star general.
Well, I cannot say anything other than what Greg Zeminski has put out, that the dismissal of Kevin Burns may in fact be related to this nuclear terror drill. Speculation exists that he had potentially discovered the fact that it was going to go live and that he was trying to put a stop to it, or also speculation indicates that he may be part of a military coup designed to prevent the ridiculous idea of doing a nuclear war with Iran.
Well, in the article you throw together, you might add, for background, that when Rick Baucus quit, he said, I quit. They go, no, you're fired, for refusing to torture. That got ignored, but he was two-star. This is unprecedented, a four-star. How often does that happen?
I think that the information indicates that there's been one or two other instances in all of history. And then, of course, there was a very famous instance of Douglas MacArthur himself.
And that was over something nuclear. He wanted to drop A-bombs on the Chinese.
No, I don't think that's it. I think that Douglas MacArthur was relieved of his command because he refused to explain to the United States.
Yeah, he refused to give his orders to his troops beforehand to the Security Council to give it directly to the Russians.
That's right.
But
that was the problem. MacArthur was on to the fact that the New World Order was operational at that time, and he wasn't allowed to win the war. It was designed to be a limited engagement.
But I think the really last straw, though, was that they were killing a bunch of our troops, and he didn't want to drop bombs on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he told them, I'm going to drop bombs on you, and then the Soviets complained, and that was it.
Well, that may well be it. Anyway, the most important information I've come upon today was that, according to the public affairs officer at NORTHCOM, the nuclear terror drill, which is slated for August, is set to begin tomorrow. But there's another thing. In my Israel, Mossad, Iran, and nuclear false flag attack, I've received a lot of response over the Internet, and a gentleman has written back to me to say that he's a former Air Force, and he says that all of the leaves for the Army have been canceled for the month of September, beginning September 7th. Which means that
we've been getting that same info. And again, I, on air, disagree with people. I said, I don't think we're going to have a... Your phone's having a... Are you on a cordless phone?
I'm not on a cordless phone, and I've never had this problem before. There may be some interference.
Sounds like somebody else is on it. Going back to the point, I forget what the point was now.
I'm concerned about the fact that the military leaves have all been canceled for the month of September, which means that there's potentially some. Oh, also, if you look on the NORTHCOM website, you'll see that it actually talks about Posse Comitatus and the incidences under which Posse Comitatus can in fact be gotten around. There's an Insurrection Act, and then there's another instance in which it is legal for the United States military to provide police powers. And the Washington Post this week just released an article stating that NORTHCOM has devised plans for military policing of the United States of America in the event of a terror scenario which would overwhelm the civilian.
And General Tommy Franks told Star Aficionado. Yeah, this is... We almost can't keep you on.
I'm concerned that this is a deliberate attack on the phone line.
Well, who knows? But now to be specific here, Tommy Frank said this is the exact type of thing. He said one more attack, set aside the Constitution for a military form of government, which is exactly what the military-industrial complex wants. And I was one of the people that said, no, I don't think a nuke's going to go off on the 6th or the 9th. Even though the Pentagon was putting that out, it was our mainstream media saying Bin Laden wants to attack us. They're introducing that, though, into our minds that when the nuke goes off, it's Bin Laden, and NORTHCOM is going to have martial law. I've got the Washington Post article telling us that martial law is actually good. So we should be worried when they're going, we're going to be nuked, and we're going to have martial law. Okay, everybody? I mean, they're actively out promoting that idea now. It is so transparent. And folks, giving your rights up, even if they set off a nuke, isn't going to keep you safe. In fact, it's going to mean the opposite. Go ahead.
Well, CIA agent, former CIA DIA agent Philip Giraldi also went public a couple weeks ago in the American Conservative magazine stating that Vice President Cheney had tasked Stratcom with... this is electronic countermeasures. Are we still on?
Sure, go ahead.
Strategic Command has been tasked with designing a nuclear strike attack plan for Iran in the event.
Hey, I tell you what. Leland?
In response to a nuclear attack on the United States of America or a similar terrorist situation.
Hey, I tell you what, we got to let you go. Listen, will you put a report together for us, okay? And we'll get it up on Prison Planet and InfoWars right now, okay, bro? Thanks. Thanks for the call. Boy, there we go. Good guy reporting for KVSF, been on his show a couple times, and also writes for the Santa Fe, a major daily newspaper. But that interview is now over, and that was on a landline, and he was saying that that doesn't happen before. So who knows what it is? Probably just water in the phone lines, as they say. I found if they want to cut a phone line off, folks, they just cut it off. But might just be Murphy's Law today. But or is it a test for something bigger? But clearly, their agenda is plunging, their approval ratings are plunging, the criminality of what they're involved in is plunging. There's all these criminal investigations. We do know there are criminal investigations of the White House for leaking of Dick Cheney. That is admitted. You know, we lose the forest for the trees. We don't know if they've really been indicted. They have no comment. I've called the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago. They say no comment. Because they are doing a criminal investigation. The criminal investigation is admitted of this White House. People act like it's far-fetched to say there could be a secret indictment. I don't know if that's true or not. I know they're criminally investigating the Valerie Plame case. I mean, everybody knows that. You got all this swarming around, and all the globalists can do is blow something up. And will flying planes into buildings be big enough this time? They've been hyping nuke, 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 bio, 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 bio. And I'm not even saying that's going to happen. Just fear-mongering it enough. I mean, it's the government. All these 10 reports last week that I counted where bin Laden's going to nuke us next week. I mean, we didn't say that. And then when it didn't happen, people, well, you said there. No, I never said that. I heard other patriots go, it's probably going to happen. People I had never, who were less radical and less out on the limb than I am, we're saying, Alex, I think it's a super good chance it's probably going to happen. The Israelis are saying it. The government's saying it. You know, they're the ones that always fearmonger first. We pick it up, and then we're bad for reporting on it. But it still has the same psychological effect. I mean, it was the Navy report in 1998 that said Y2K, 68 cities, no power, hundreds of thousands dying, riots. And by 6 months before Y2K, I said, folks, nothing's going to happen. I said, maybe a nuclear reactor might have a problem, because they've been saying it will, and maybe some lights will go off, but it isn't as bad as they say. This is an excuse to put in a new infrastructure of kill switches and control grids. And then it came out that, indeed, to build emergency management FEMA command centers in every city and county to covertly, really in plain view, federalize local cities and counties, to put in Giuliani's command bunker, which they then use, the evidence shows, to carry out the 9/11 attacks. Then they blow up the command bunker itself on 9/11, Building 7, where the CIA was based as well. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And make no mistake, NORTHCOM is talking about martial law. You know, Gannett News Service, Reuters, Cigar Aficionado, L.A. Times. I mean, I've got all the articles. They're in my films. Police State 3 Total Enslavement, made 2 years ago. 2 years and 3 months ago, released, has all the news articles. We blow up the text, zoom it up for you. You can read it right there. And so, I mean, they could do it any time, folks. I think they're doing trial balloons. Just like they had a trial balloon for Alberto Gonzalez to be Supreme Court. Like Bush had a trial balloon for total, blanket, complete amnesty. Then he got up and said, but it's not amnesty. Just the biggest amnesty ever. This is a trial balloon right now. Call the White House. You haven't heard this in 4 years. In fact, a little over 4 years ago, July 25th, 2001, I got on air and did 3 hours without taking a phone call, repeating the White House and Congress phone numbers, saying don't carry out a terror attack. And I think enough of the stars have aligned, I think enough evidence is there that they are seriously considering detonating weapons in this country, large ones. And the jig is up, folks. Then we go to a whole new dimension. I mean, you think they want to arrest people for asking them questions now? You think they built FEMA camps for nothing? You got to. But it's not going to work. You know what? I predict if they detonate the weapon, it's the end. They have sealed their fate. You go ahead, you arrogant bastards. You go ahead and bring it up to the next level. You go ahead. I pray you don't kill those people. I pray that God stays your hand and that your own generals blow the whistle on you. I got to get a hold of Kevin P. Burns, this four-star brigadier general, fired. Only a couple cases of that in modern history, back since MacArthur's day, as our guest mentioned. And, you know, other shows don't talk about this. Even other Patriot shows don't have this analysis. I don't know why they don't, you know, why they don't get the big picture, but they don't. That's why, frankly, this broadcast is important. I'm not saying I'm even that good, but I'm better than most, better than the others. That's why it's important that your stations carry this show and carry more hours of this broadcast, because we tell it like it is. We have the guest on. We have the up-to-the-minute analysis. You know, I've been pretty hardcore lately. I've been pretty, you know, fired up, because you can. I get that same feeling. I get that same indication. And, you know, I don't do this every day or every week like some other people. I mean, you know, every 4 years. I mean, I'm telling you, they're in trouble and they got to do something. And I pray to God they don't detonate a nuke. Will the New World Order detonate a nuke? We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Going to be doing a report for us, so is Paul Watson, about this four-star general being fired, connected to Northcom. We also have, just for a few minutes here, Bill Mitchell out there a few miles away from the Crawford Ranch where they've been talking about arresting people. He lost his son. He was killed due to this fraudulent war in the same battle that Cindy Sheehan lost her son. We just got him for a few minutes to give us a report on how they're being closed in upon by the authorities, and how many folks are starting to show up out there. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Oh, great. Good to be on.
Bill, tell us what it's like out there.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a madhouse as the day goes on. There's probably at least 30, 40 cars that are here in the little camp area. I think we have probably well over 50 people. We have a ton of media crews. Old Fox News from Austin was just out here this morning and did some interviews. So the spirit here is great, even though we're having some rainy weather. But
now, what about the threats of having you guys arrested tomorrow when Lord Rumsfeld comes into town?
You know, that's mixed on that. There seems to be some rumors that there may be an arrest, but I hear later on that there will not be an arrest. They tend to think there was a national security issue, but if there's a national security issue tomorrow, there should be a national security issue today.
Well, yeah, that's going to, I mean, that'll really blow up in their face, no pun intended, if they start arresting people who've lost their children.
Yes, it would. And I think the reason the one that's moved is because Bush and Ray and Rice are...
This is the day of the bad phones, folks. Did we lose him? Just call him back and tell you thank you. Tell him we'll interview him when he's at the Peace House or something, not on the cell phone. We'll get him back on the next few days. I'm having to decide what I want to go cover. I probably won't go out to Crawford. You should. It's just, really, I have no desire to be in front of TV cameras. I only go where I really need to get a story that nobody else is covering, like what's going on the border right now. Total bedlam. And total, just absolute breakdown and anarchy, and our government's manipulating all of this. And then the way they're hyping nukes going off, the how their approval ratings are plunging. You know, Bill Clinton's approval rating hit 32%. He blew up Oklahoma City. Bush has hit the low 40s and was plunging, and he couldn't go into Iraq, so boom, 9/11. And folks, when Bush's approval rating hits 32, which it's now hit in major polls, be afraid, be very afraid. We're out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, God willing. But call the White House, call Congress, and tell them we know the government's behind it. The same Pentagon that planned Northwoods is planning other stuff right now. And these are the times to try men and women's souls. And never stop getting my videos and never stop making copies of them. So when there are terrorist attacks, people know who was behind it. And they know that giving up your liberties doesn't give you security. But it's pretty obvious when the government, we had a terrorist hit us. Now give us your rights. Shut up. We're going to take your property now. That stops Al-Qaeda. Don't criticize me at the city council or we'll arrest you as Al-Qaeda. You know, take your Prozac. Shut up. Shut up. I mean, we're living in a slave grid here. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart. We ship it out to you. UPS, folks, get to you fast. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch all my videos online right now. 15 cents a day. Your support is vital. Take action. Expose the murdering terrorists before they strike again. Exposing them could stop them. 1-888-253-3139. Or order via the safe, secure shopping carts at Infowars.com. Or watch online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Look, we got to be bold. We can't cower. We got to tell the truth. Who's behind the terrorism? They're surprised how hard we've been coming up against them. Tyrants always underestimate the slaves.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Interesting.